الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالقرآن المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه المنعم عليه بالإحسان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, few verses before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا. Till the end of that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse says that أهل الكتاب, namely the Yahud, they come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they ask you that, O Muhammad, why is it such that the Quran is not revealed like how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was given the Torah. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was given the Torah, duf'atan wahida, all at once. But we know this Quran was revealed bit by bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had his hikmah, had his wisdom for revealing this Quran like this. So they said, if the Quran is revealed like how Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was given the Torah, then most definitely we will bring iman and we will accept in whatever you say. We will accept in the word being the word of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the current verse that we've recited, that don't be bothered about this claim or this quest and desire that they have, because they are fake, they are not sincere in what they demand. And how do we know that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indeed we have revealed to you, in other words, we have revealed this Quran to you, like how we have revealed to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam and all the prophets that came thereafter. When it came to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they accepted Nabi Nuh as a prophet, but they didn't make the same request with regards to Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not say that why wasn't he given a kitab like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the kitab from Allah all at once. Allah says, we revealed to Nabi Ibrahim, to Nabi Ismail, to Nabi Ishaq, to Nabi Yaqub, to their children, wa Isa, to Nabi Isa, Ayyub, Yunus, Harun, Sulaiman, all of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, we sent wahi to them, but these people, they did not ask in any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to any one of them. They did not say that why were they not given a kitab like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the Torah from Allah. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this request, this is an absurd request to make such a statement like this. This is outrageous. Don't be bothered by it. Rather, you continue spreading the wahi, how it was revealed to you. And Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. Especially in the name of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned here, that with Dawood we gave him a zabur. The zabur, everybody knows, this is a kitab given to Dawood. And when it came to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, this is one of the prophets, they believed in him. But here too they know that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was not given the zabur like how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Torah all at once. So Allah is saying, then do not be bothered by them. وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقُصُصُهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. You see, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they did come with certain mu'ajizat. And these Ahli Kitab, they knew very well that when they saw, when it came to these Anbiya, the above mentioned Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they understood that when it comes to believing and accepting a prophet and the nubuwwat, there are certain mu'ajizat that are performed, that is sufficient enough to be a proof and a sign that the Nabi is a genuine Nabi from Allah. If he shows certain mu'ajizat, then that is sufficient. You don't ask for anything further or beyond that. And that was found, and that was established. Likewise, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he also came with certain mu'ajizat. So it is unfair now to not accept the mu'ajizat that was brought by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or displayed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to accept it only in some anbiya and not in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah says, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقُصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Then there are many messengers we have sent down, many messengers. We have told you about some. We have told you the incidents, the stories. وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقُصُصُهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Then there are many messengers you don't know about. We haven't related the stories to you. And the amount, the exact amount, there's difference of opinion regarding this. Some say there are approximately 124,000 Anbiya, and the number varies here and there. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Musa finally here in the last part of this verse. Allah says, and remember when he came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, Allah did speak to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam without any wasita. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam directly. Now this does not mean that if some other prophet was not privileged with the exact same honor that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in other words, he did not get to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, this does not mean that that causes a problem in his nubuwwat. You Ahl al-Kitab, you've accepted that, that is also, that person is also a messenger of Allah. Although he did not speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Rather, wahi was revealed to him through some medium. Either through a messenger or through some other medium. But we accepted that he is a prophet. Why is it such that with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't want to accept that he is a prophet of Allah? Then Allah says, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. The idea is accept a wahi. When the Rasul is given the wahi from the side of Allah, he is coming with bashara and he is coming with inzar. He is warning, he is either giving you glad tidings, and if you accept, you will get Jannah, and if you reject, then he is warning you of Jahannam. The idea is so that there is no argument that is left then for the people to there is no argument for them against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the messenger had come and he had brought the wahi, then there is no argument that's left for you to bring about as an argument against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that argument is already established against you through the wahi. That if you accept, then you get Jannah. If you reject, then Jahannam, then your abode is Jahannam. Wa kana Allahu azizan hakima. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Allah, He is all powerful and Allah is all wise. In other words, Allah is all wise in how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals wahi to His messengers.